Snakes and Dragons. If you ask me what I remember, I will tell you this. I was a boy in Vietnam. My name is Tim Tran. The place of my employment, Detroit Linen and Uniform Service, is where they call me Little Buddy. I do not like the name, but what does it matter? It is only a name. My real name is Tran Dan Tu. My father called me TT. My mother gave me this name because she said Tu means autumn in Vietnamese. And a Vietnam autumn, when the rains come, washes everything clean. It is a new beginning, too, my mother told me, each time you are reborn. My mother was a poor woman, never married. She did laundry for North Vietnamese soldiers after they liberated Saigon. Today it is called Ho Chi Minh City, and that is where she died with cancer in her lungs. Her name was Mai. I think about my mother each day as I load dirty hospital and hotel linen into a conveyor belt and dump it into giant sterilization vats. I set the locks, all computerized now. I do not think about filth and disease. I watch steam rise to fluorescent lights. It reminds me of Vietnam when sweat runs down my body inside my Detroit linen service uniform. I look good in the uniform, I think. The sun in Detroit, during late July, hides behind skyscrapers, and raindrops linger in the air, but I cannot see them. They call this humidity, water in the air. The few whites working at Detroit Linen and Uniform Service drive the big white trucks. Little buddy, the whites say, you got that laundry ready for the skipper? Then they laugh. I do not understand the reference, though I know it is from an old TV program, and I laugh too. I try to fit in. Since I am 32 years and still a bachelor, I change clothes in the locker room and leave work. I go to a strip club called the Gold Monkey on Mack Avenue. It is the oldest in Detroit. I go there because my father talked about it, about the beautiful women. But what I see are clownish, half-naked women dancing around a smudged pole. They do not show us their real faces. I go there because I am waiting for a sign. I give money to the women, slip a dollar bill here and a dollar bill there into their underwear. They dance in front of me for a while and then move to another table, where other men wait with fistfuls of dollar bills. I do not drink much beer because it costs $8. The rock and roll music reminds me of my father, reminds me my father was black. I listen to the music and think about why the Americans abandoned us in South Vietnam and took my father with them. What choice did he have? For almost 2 years, we were a family. My mother had told me this, said he was a soldier stationed at Camp Sally near Phu Bai. She told me he was a professional boxer and called away to box in places like Thailand and Japan. The commanders bet money on him and won. Maybe this is why I like to gamble. When I ask my mother to tell me more, she refuses, says, forget about him, he is a ghost. But I somehow knew he chose to fight with his fist so he did not have to kill Vietnamese people. Why a ghost, I once asked my mother. Bring in the wood, she say, build a fire. Because I am Bao Dai, a child of dust, I was invisible and different from other children, yet I knew there is I separate from we. I do not mind it now, but as a child they called me names. The other children said my nose was too broad and flat, my skin too dark, not a pretty yellow like theirs. They said I looked like an animal, a monkey. They said my spirit would not find rest. In Vietnam, there are monkey bridges made of bamboo the people cross single file. I am crossing a bridge too, alone, but it is in my mind, and you cannot see it. My mother said children were cruel, to pay them no attention. Ignore them, she said. Tomorrow you will be different than you are today. If I stare long enough at the darkened stage, lights spinning blue and green, the room becomes liquid with my father walking toward me. He is wearing boxing trunks, embroidered with snakes and dragons. His eyes look into mine, but I am not an opponent. I am not the enemy. He is a black man with strong arms and legs, a powerful chest. I feel his warm palms against my small hands. I am a child he scoops up and holds. I smell sea salt, the South China Sea, and his sweat from hitting a bag hung on the branch of a jambu tree. He is a good smell. I burrow my head into his chest. This is my father. He will protect me. He floats in the room, magically appears here and there in flashing strobe lights. It's as if I am dancing with my father, but then he lets me go, and I am lost in gunfire pounding from speakers. My father is a strong man, but he cannot hold me. For a moment, I am afraid until I hear my father's voice. Don't worry, little TT, I will teach you to box. Your mother will sew dragons and snakes on your robe. Somewhere in my peripheral vision, I see my mother nodding. Learn to defend, my father says. His eyes are darker than betel nut. I stare back. Yes, father, I will, I say.